Thank you, Barbara. I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a couple minutes with me, please. Need your help today. Who wants to come up? Anybody feeling young at heart? How about you? Hey, Brent, how are you today? Can everybody see Brent? Everybody wave to Brent, will you? Can you see everybody your height? Yeah, I see a lot of heads out there. Pretty cool. Thanks for coming today. Where's Cassidy? Didn't want to come today, huh? Well, that's all right. You tell her hi for us, okay? All right. Hey, what if I asked you to build me something? Do you like to build things? Yeah, do you? What kind of things do you build? Kites? Say again. Oh, cars? Very cool. That's pretty neat. All right, let's pretend that I wanted you to work on that car that you want to work on, okay? You want to build a car. And right here, I have my tool bag. Now, I know this is probably embarrassing myself because some of you probably actually have toolboxes bigger than my house. But nevertheless, this is my toolbox. And in my little toolbox, if you were going to work on your car, got a screwdriver in here. I got my famous high-powered drill. Actually works, I think, but I won't push it. I have a tape measure. What do you do with a tape measure? Yeah, measure stuff, sure. What else would you do with it? And another kind of screwdriver, and I got pliers and all sorts of things. I got duct tape in here. I got what's this called? A wrench. I got a wrench in here. So I got all these tools. Let's pretend that I was going to give you the very, very coolest, best toolbox, like this tool bag, and I was going to send you off to work on that car. But instead of using these tools, you took this bag, went in your backyard with a shovel, and buried it. Would your car get built? Probably not, right? Because why? Because you hid your tools. Yeah. You know, you have all sorts of hidden talents in your life. Did you know that? Things that you don't even know you're good at, and things that maybe you know you're good at that no one else seems to know. Can you think of something that you're good at that maybe people don't realize about you? What would surprise us today that you're good at? Can you think of something? Eating. What's that? Eating. Oh, we could guess eating. You're probably good at eating. Yeah. Can you think of something? Something that you like that we might not be able to guess? No, how about we ask our friends out here if they can think of something. Will you help me do that? All right, come on, let's listen. Hey, how about someone share a talent that you have that might be hidden, that is, most people don't realize it, and maybe it's something rather unusual. Not eating, John. But something. Anybody have a talent that maybe somebody might not even think of you have? Who has one? Yeah.
I used to love to run, but I
used
to be very fast.
A runner? Would you have guessed that he's a runner? No, probably not. But see, that's a hidden talent. That's something that he used to do well, and he has a hidden talent inside, a runner. Do you like to run? Okay, fine. Don't dwell on that. How about someone else have a hidden talent? Somebody else, yes. The Cuban Shuffle. Boy, you heard it here first, folks. Eileen's hidden talent is she's a dancer, and she could do the Cuban Shuffle. Well done. That's something we would not have guessed. That is a hidden talent that you sometimes bring out. How about someone else? Charlie.
I used to be a firearms instructor for the state of New Jersey for new hunters and kind
of a tour course. No kidding. Firearm instructor, firearm safety. Wow. That's something I wouldn't have guessed. That's pretty neat. How about someone now? How about somebody on this side? Somebody have a hidden talent? You may want to keep it hidden. Is that what you're thinking right now? You're just going to keep it? Honey, you have one or more?
Well, I like to go fast. So if it's a boat or my younger years, it would have been a motorcycle.
Enduro motorcycle? Dirt bike, right? Can you picture her?
Oh, no.
It's a very scary thought. But I believe her. Yeah, she loves to go fast, though. She just loves it. How about someone else over here? Have something hidden. You know, all of us have something inside us that maybe we don't think of the word hidden. Maybe we think of it as underutilized. Maybe it's just something that we really have a passion about, something we're interested in, but we just haven't released it yet. It would be just like Brent taking our tool bag here and going in the backyard and just burying it and not using the tools, the gifts, the talents that God has given us. But here's the good news. God wants us to take these tools, take these gifts, take these passions that we have, and he wants us to put them to use. So I want you to go build that car. Maybe not today, but I want you to keep that in your mind's eye, and who knows what you'll do in the future. Let's pray and give thanks. Dear God, at this Thanksgiving season, we're grateful that you give us lots of reasons to be grateful. And even when things aren't perfect, are they ever? Even when things aren't going our way, and should they? And even when we struggle, and we do, bring to mind those things that you have given us, sometimes deep inside us, that we can release as gifts to the world, as gifts to others in our family, across the fence, or even in our own life, so that we can do what you have done out in the open. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Brent, for being with me this morning. And Miss, who's here? Lorraine. Miss Lorraine is here today, and she's going to have lots of fun stuff for you to do up there. And it will not be building a car. All right, but maybe next week. Thanks for being up here, Brent.